We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number half hour on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
Half hour here. Number three.
We are here for the next 25 minutes or so before signing off to give way to the Royals and Yankees from Yankee Stadium. 869-1240, that's the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline. David, thanks for holding during the break. What do you have?
Hey, first of all, I'd like to know, Jeff, where are you going to in Arkansas that you passed through Chanute?
I don't know, dude. I didn't know where Chanute was, so I tried to cover it up.
Okay, because I think you are like my sons, because I'm from Springfield, Missouri, so I travel to Springfield, Missouri quite frequently.
You don't go through Chanute on the way to Springfield either.
No, we see a sign, though, that says Chanute down this way or down the other way.
Highway 39, I believe.
That does not constitute going through Chanute.
It counts for me, and I love Chanute. I love
didn't even know where it was,
that's
David.
That's a wonderful sign they have.
Town, like, you know, because I passed, you know, pass a sign down through there, going down through Independence, Parsons, and then cut over through Joplin, you know, near Joplin, Missouri, and then back up to Springfield. But I was thinking of that. I was like, wait a minute, I've been down that way. I've never been to Chanute.
Don't take any geographical advice from Jeff. Thank you, David. We appreciate it.
Although Joplin, Missouri, on Route 66, so in a town that I have an affinity.
Where is Joplin, Missouri?
It's in southeast Missouri.
No, it's not. It's in southwest Missouri.
That's what I meant. Southwest. That's what I meant. I know where it is. Southwest Missouri over by Springfield.
Here's Shannon Great joining the show. Hey, Shannon.
How's it going?
Well, we're happy to hear from you. We know you've got an event going on, but I first need to get your impressions of the goings-on with the Oakland Raiders. Are we better? Are we worse? Where are we?
Well, I think, because I'm so optimistic. If anyone knows me, I'm an optimist. That's a joke, actually. I would like to see us go 8-8, and then get ready to go to Vegas, and let's start winning again.
Well, I hope you're close. 8-8 would be acceptable for sure. Now you've got an event coming up on Saturday, the River City Rock Show. Tell us a little bit about it.
I was hoping Jeff was going to be ready to play drums. I haven't heard much about him and his drumming.
Oh, I'll be ready.
He will play drums the next time he's in Chanute.
how's that drumming going? Because I definitely want to. We need to get him out and play with us a song.
It's going.
He quit. Shannon, he quit.
Okay.
I didn't quit. I just stopped. Right. Like the Eagles, they didn't quit. They just stopped.
Tell us about the River City Rock Show.
All right, it's this Saturday, 4:20 for all those people that celebrate 4:20.
Tommy, I'm kidding, Tom.
Yeah, at the Cotillion, and we've got three amazing bands. First band will be Piper Lee in the Smoking Section.
Them?
Yeah, she's like a Janis Joplin type, and they've got some originals. And
that's a good band name.
It's a good band name, yeah. I like her a lot. So they're going to be going on at 7 o'clock. I think the doors open at 6 or 6:30. Tickets are $13. You get them now, but they're $16 a day of the show. So she'll be the first band. And then the second band will be Epic, and they're going to play 7.
You got to be good if you name your band Epic.
You better be good. Yeah.
So far, that's my second favorite band name that you've mentioned.
Epic?
Yeah.
Okay, and then of course the last band. Finally, we get the closing spot. I mean, I've put these shows on for 4 years, but we took the closing spot this time. There's only three bands.
And the band is your band, BANNED.
That's right, the band.
What do you think of that name, Jeff?
That's probably not my first favorite. I like Piper Lee and the Smoking Section. That's a fantastic name for a band because you have Piper, pipe, smoking. It all works.
Yep, 420, and people that, like I said, want to smoke. That's not my thing, but, you know, come out and celebrate.
We're not allowed to endorse that on this show.
No.
No.
All right, that's coming up Saturday. Three good Wichita bands at the Cotillion. What time does it start?
7 o'clock, and like I said, $13. I mean, you can't beat that.
The River City Rock Show. Shannon, good to catch up with you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you soon. That's Shannon Great from the band. Here's Leo. Hello, Leo. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, you know why the birds fly upside down in Chanute?
Oh, boy. Tommy's got his. This isn't going to be dirty, is it?
No, there's nothing worth pooping on there. That's why.
Wow. Thank you, Leo. A little shot at Chanute.
No, that's not very nice.
I don't know if I appreciate that. I have been to Chanute. Now, not very many times. It's one of the Kansas towns that I've only been to maybe twice. There was a time way back when I went over for the Ralph Miller Classic. And there was a time when I was in Humboldt. Do you know where Humboldt is?
Yeah.
Where?
North of Chanute.
You really don't have a clue.
Where is Humboldt?
Humboldt is east of Chanute.
And a bit north.
I was there doing a story on Walter Johnson, who, of course, grew up in Humboldt before he moved to Los Angeles as a teenager, and was just immersed in the history of Walter Johnson. And then I went over to Chanute for lunch.
I've got a joke for you now.
Here's Weston. No. Here's Weston Schartz, who has denied being the earlier caller that took Jeff to task for his comments about Seward County. Are you sure that wasn't you, Weston?
You know what? It wasn't me. Unless I butt dialed you, but I don't think I did that.
Weston, you know that was you.
Jeff, what'd they say? And then if I like what they said, I'll take responsibility.
Someone who called and said, I was a graduate of Seward High and I'm proud, or Seward
County.
Whatever, Seward County Community College, and I'm proud to be a saint.
Well, let me tell you something. I never graduated from there, so that's a lie. So it wasn't. I tried.
Well, it was a very hoarse voice. We couldn't really even understand it. So we made the assumption that it was you because that's something
like
you would do.
It sounded like you in cadence and tone. It just was you. It's okay.
It sounded a little bit like Luther Vandross. I get it. Smooth voice. You know.
Yes.
No, not
now. Weston, of course, the athletic director and football coach at West High School. Spring sports, about halfway through the spring sports season. How are things looking over there at West High?
Well, you know, our baseball team is amazing. Jeff Hoover has them going again. I think we're going to end the season at least 16-4, going to host a playoff game. We're excited about it. I mean, we got them going over here in baseball, and the other sports are struggling a little bit. Track's going pretty good, but, you know, we're putting teams out there. In the past, they haven't.
Hey, Weston, before you go, what do you call an alligator who wears a vest?
I don't know.
An investigator.
One for you, and then I'm going to let go. And whoever's acting like they're me is not good. What did one dehydrated Frenchman say to the other?
I got nothing on that one.
What should we do now, Pierre?
Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty freaking good.
Thank you, Weston. Always good to hear from our friend Weston Schartz. Pastor Mike is next. Hey, Pastor.
Hey, I do think that was Weston. I heard that earlier when Jeff said it. I talked to him enough. I sounded like A.D. Weston with all this extra weight on him that causes him to talk with a horse.
Yeah, nobody talks with that much of a horse. I mean, voice. I mean, come on.
You wouldn't call a show if you knew it couldn't be understood, would you?
Well, I understood him, but that just comes with age, I think.
I mean, we often don't understand you, but it doesn't have anything to do with your voice.
But that guy,
wait a minute, don't step on my stuff.
That didn't mean anything.
Jeff, seriously, I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
I'm here today. You're not. You're not the host. I got it. What's next, Pastor Mike?
Well, you know, you had somebody promote 420. Can I promote 421?
We would love that. Yes, equal billing.
My 1/3 birthday.
Yeah, well, very good. And that's Easter Sunday, and all of our listeners should go to church. And if you don't have a church, come to Grace Baptist Church. And if you're a smoker of 420, you're still welcome to come, Tommy. And so,
wow.
Do you have any incense for Tommy while you're there?
Taking a shot at Tom.
So Tommy's my friend. I haven't seen him for a while. So.
Well, we all love Tom Thurber.
Yeah, now that he's doing so much better, he's like a new young man. And so I'm proud to see him. But anyway, I thought I should call in. And we don't have bands with funky names, but I hear there's a really good preacher there, and so you can be in.
Now, I am curious about this, and I'm curious about. I'd like to hear this answer from everybody who's a pastor or a minister or a priest or whatever. Do you get fired up for this sermon more than any other?
I think so. I think it's our big event, and you know, just to give a little hint of what I'm preaching on. I'm going to be talking about the power of the cross, whether that's symbolism or if it's authentic, and I'm going to use the fire at Notre Dame to kind of illustrate it. So I've got visuals from that fire and stuff, and it's going to be a pretty interesting message. I've loved putting it together, so I do get kind of fired.
Well, there you go. And now,
outstanding.
And now we know what you're going to be talking about, and we'll send them your way on Sunday, Pastor Mike.
That'll be very good. And like I said, smoke before or after, just not during, and we're fine.
Thank you. We appreciate the call.
No problem.
There you go, 869-1240. It's the Scenic Views Hotline, Twin Peaks. We talked about the Shockers recruiting. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk to Grant Shurfield, who is one of the new Shockers out of Sunrise Academy.
Good get.
We'll have him on at 425 tomorrow. Jason Duda will join the show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be here. That's right.
Kind of excited about that.
Oh, it should be fun. I'll listen on my drive.
Where are you going again tomorrow?
Kansas City.
For?
Jason Eady.
Seriously?
Of course.
At the same ragtag place?
At Knuckleheads, which is a famed establishment.
Is the wife going with you?
Yes.
And you're just driving up and then staying the night? Or?
And then heading up to see him in Waterloo, Nebraska the very next day.
Waterloo, Nebraska?
Right outside of Omaha.
You're seeing him... Well, I don't want to even know. Don't tell me these things.
Why?
It's ridiculous.
Why? What's ridiculous about that?
Jeff, this is part of your personality. I get it. But no one understands this.
It's okay. I'm not doing it for the understanding of outsiders.
This is something that you will actually enjoy, seeing the same show back to back.
It's never the same show.
Seeing the same guy back to back.
Absolutely. I'm
with 25 people in the audience.
Well, his wife's going to be there, and he'll be 100. His wife is playing with him, an acoustic show. And yeah, it'll be really good. I've never seen him in this form, in this setting before.
Huh.
Never seen him perform with his wife. They sound really good together.
Well, have fun.
Thank you.
That's all I can say. What time's the show tomorrow night?
9 o'clock.
That's a late show.
9 o'clock the next night, too, I believe.
Those are late shows.
Yeah, but we'll enjoy it.
And then you're driving back Sunday, I take
Correct.
It.
Correct. Maybe in time to see Pastor Mike perform at Grace Baptist.
Really? Probably. You might go down? You're not
it's
coming
not
back.
Be that early.
You're not coming back that early.
No, but
Why would you throw that out there?
I didn't.
Because
I wanted to endorse it in my own way.
Tommy, is that a sin? That's close.
Maybe.
Jonathan's next. Hey, Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys.
What's up, Jonathan?
Got to tell you what, I am in full support of this mini little Jason Eady fan experience.
Thank you.
Absolutely, I have bands like that. I would go see them every night of the week because,
who?
Like you said, it's
give us the band you'd go see every night of the week.
Bruce Hornsby. That's
wow.
Who I would go see.
That's a little bit different.
The reason why. He works with zero set. Everything he does is 100% request, and they make up arrangements of their own songs on the spot.
Did you see him when he was in Wichita a year and a half ago?
Fourth row.
Of course yeah. You did.
Loved it. And so I totally get why you would go see Jason Eady, and if you had time, you'd go beyond Nebraska, and you'd keep following because it's just that good.
Absolutely, I would. And I'm gonna go talk to him on Saturday.
Have you two guys met? Maybe you need to meet.
I bet we'd be fast friends.
And just put a bond on this thing.
I think that'd be great. I mean, you know, all we need is Jason Eady to get a Rock Hopper shirt, and we're good to go.
Exactly. I'll take him one when I see him.
Anything else, Jonathan?
I don't think anything else needs to be said. Have a great weekend.
There you go.
That's a good man right
that's
there.
That's a Jeff.
That's my kind of guy right there.
There. Who I think is mostly sincere.
Yeah, there's no pretense to Jonathan.
I think he's mostly sincere about you. I think there's a little part of him that says,
I don't think so.
I can't believe I'm defending this guy.
No,
but,
I don't think
but
so.
But he's doing it.
He understands passion, and he understands enthusiasm, and he understands that you don't have to spread it around, that you can direct all of that toward one thing or two instead of 50.
Who's more passionate than me?
Me.
Not really.
Maybe.
All right, the Chiefs' schedule. I can't believe. Did we spend 2 hours on ESPN breaking this down? But anyway, I'm going to give you the game right now. You tell me whether it's a win or loss.
Right here now, today?
Here on April 18th. And by the way, our mock draft coming up 1 week from today. We have a bunch of teams still out there. Arizona, the Jets, the Giants, Jacksonville, Buffalo, Atlanta, Washington, Carolina, Minnesota, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Seattle, Houston, Philadelphia, the Chargers, and the Rams.
It's a lot.
You want to pick in the mock draft, please send me an email, bob@kfhradio.com, or get with me on Twitter, or Facebook message me, or do whatever you need to do. But we need to fill this up by next week. I'm going to give it Tuesday of next week. We will call you at the time of your pick. If you have the number one pick, you'll make that. Shortly after we begin the show, we'll make 6 picks per segment, and we'll be done.
Sounds beautiful.
That's how it works. So email me, bob@kfhradio.com. All right, the Chiefs schedule, win or loss, at Jacksonville.
Win.
That's a tricky one to me.
They'll win.
Jacksonville's likely to be pretty good this year.
No, I don't think so.
At Oakland.
Win.
Baltimore at home.
Win.
At Detroit.
Win.
4-0. Indy at home.
They're better than Indy. Win.
5-0.
Yeah.
Houston at home.
Win.
At Denver.
Win.
7-0. Green Bay at home.
Win.
Minnesota at home.
Win.
9-0. Really?
Who are they going to lose to there?
At Tennessee.
Win.
Chargers at home.
Win.
Oakland at home.
Win.
12-0.
Yeah.
At New England.
Loss.
Denver.
Win.
At Chicago.
Loss.
Chargers.
Win.
14-2, including a sweep of the Chargers.
And they could beat New England.
Winning on the road at Tennessee and at Denver, at Detroit, at Jacksonville.
Max isn't going to want to hear this, but losing Gronk and not addressing wide receiver needs. And
what do you mean? They just got Demaryius Thomas.
Not addressing wide receiver needs.
They've got plenty of time to address needs.
No, they don't.
Of course they do.
Everybody signed. They lost out on the guys they were going after, Humphreys and whoever else was in the slot.
Listen, they've got a great running game, which is really kind of the way they've gone anyway, to their running game. They've got an outstanding offensive line. And defensively, you don't think of the Patriots, but they're steadfastly one of the top defenses in terms of not allowing
points. All right, but I'm calling it.
You're calling it.
Yeah.
Much so. What a dumb.
9 wins for the Patriots.
9-7 for the.
Yeah.
What are you going to eat there?
I'll say if they get above 9, lima beans.
If oh my God.
Yep.
Have you ever had lima beans?
Oh, I hate them.
Lima beans with some kidney beans?
I don't mind kidney beans. They're in chili. I don't think we make them.
What
like
are
that.
Some other kind of beans that would be just grotesque?
Garbanzo.
Yeah, those are all right.
What are those? Great Northern. Those are okay.
Okay, just a helping of lima beans.
A helping.
A helping.
I get to saute them like I do now.
No. We dump them in the bowl and you eat them.
9 victories
for New England.
Yep. If they get above it, lima.
You know they're in a division still with Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets.
Buffalo is going to be better. Jets are going to be in the playoffs.
And they won't beat New England.
Yeah, they will.
That's crazy talk. New England. I don't think New England wins the AFC next year, but they for sure win that division, and they for sure get to double digits in wins. I think they've gotten to double digit in wins
every year that Brady's been their regular starter.
So this is the year they don't.
Yes.
According to you.
Correct. Steelers, Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Washington, Giants, Jets, Browns, Ravens, Eagles, Cowboys, Texans, Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, Dolphins. That's not a 10-win schedule.
Give me their go through that again. And tell me what's home, on the road.
Home against Pittsburgh.
That's a win.
At Miami. They lose there every year.
They'll win that one.
Home against the Jets.
Win.
At the Bills.
Win.
At Washington.
Win.
Home against the Giants.
Win.
At the Jets.
Maybe a loss. 6-1.
Cleveland at home.
7-1.
At Baltimore.
I'll say 7-2, although Baltimore's not going to be that good.
At Philly.
7-3.
Dallas at home.
8-3.
At Houston.
9-3.
Chiefs at home.
10-3.
At Cincinnati.
11-3.
Buffalo at home.
12-3.
Miami at home. 13-3.
Dude, you cannot give me seven losses in that schedule.
Pittsburgh at Miami.
At home?
At Miami.
They
at,
never lose at home.
At Buffalo. At the Jets, home against the Browns, at Philly.
Home against the
Dallas,
Browns?
Chiefs. I can come up with nine losses. Yeah, they're going to lose at home to the Browns.
They never lose at home.
They never have this old of a of a offense. Outside of Sony Michel. And running backs are fickle.
Unbelievably short-sighted.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, you don't think.
I'm thinking a lot. I've thought about this plenty. Julian Edelman and Philip Dorsett are your starting receivers. And Julian Edelman's so juiced up, he may literally break in half.
They have a bunch of picks in the draft. They've got Bill Belichick. They've got coordinators out the wazoo. They've got their offensive line coach who's the best in the business. I think you're selling them short. That's crazy.
Maybe I am. And
you know you are, though.
I don't know that I am.
You're just doing this to draw attention.
Not really.
I can't believe anybody would say that New England, coming off a Super Bowl win, would next...
Gronk, you don't just lose Gronk and not replace him.
Gronk has played maybe half of their games
and they've
over
been,
the last 4 years.
And they've been mediocre a lot of times without him.
Max is now yelling. Max, you got to calm down. We love you. But you can't yell. We can't hear you. We love it when you're passionate. But my God, just come over and take Jeff out. That's what needs to happen.
I don't think he could do that.
That's all that needs to happen. We don't need to. My gosh. Thank goodness we're done.
Are we?
This feels like wasted time to me talking to you. This is Wasted Time from the Eagles, from the Hotel California album. It's the third largest selling record in the history of music. Tomorrow, Thriller. And then on Monday, we'll get to the top selling album of all time, Eagles Greatest Hits, Volume 1. Back in a minute. Can't believe it's
happening again. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.